The Algerian War of Independence was really into its final phase. It lasted until 1962. But for those Algerians who were living in France, they were subject to very strict curfews, in fact. And it was in October 1961 that members of the Algerian National Liberation Front, based here in Paris, called on Algerians to go out and demonstrate because they felt it was unfair of the Paris police to have them under curfew. It was a very strict curfew. It was a curfew against anyone who was French Algerian, anyone who was considered Algerian Muslim. They had to stay home. And on that day, or on those few days, in fact, some 20 to 30,000 Algerians turned up and demonstrated. Now, around 12,000 of those demonstrators were taken into custody. Some died, some were beaten, some were kept in custody for a very long period of time. Exact numbers are not unknown. The Elysee Palace, the official office of the French president's office, said that several dozen died when they were thrown into the River Seine. Other people, particularly Algerian academics, say between 100 and 200 people died in that weekend. So no exact number as to how many died, but certainly it was a large number. And you know, perhaps no one will ever know. At the time, right, the only indication people got that people had been thrown into the river was a few days later, bodies started turning up, washed up on the shores of the River Seine in central Paris.
Right. And it's possible that some of that information might be known by the government, but it's still under wraps, because I've seen some researchers who say that during their research that they've been kind of hampered, or some of the information around it was not made available to them. Now, President Macron is the first French leader to attend this commemoration. Why did it take this long for the French government to acknowledge this massacre and that has been called a state crime by many? And does this amount to an official apology?
This does not amount to an official apology at all. In fact, although President Emmanuel Macron did go to an area of the River Seine over the weekend and he laid flowers, he stopped well short of an official apology. In fact, he said that what the Paris police did was inexcusable, unforgivable. But that was as far as he went. And a lot of people have been saying it's time for him to go further. President Macron is the first French president to be born after the Algerian War of Independence. He's a president who has continually talked about the need for France to recognize what happened during that colonial period. But he did not apologize. And in fact, one of the criticisms that's been made of him this weekend is that he blamed this entire event on the Paris police. He didn't mention that the Paris police quite possibly operated under the orders of the Prime Minister or the Interior Minister or even the French president of the day.
So what does this timing mean for the French-Algerian relations? That there's clearly tension between the two countries based on France's decision to reduce the number of visas for Algerian citizens traveling to France. Remember Macron speaking disparagingly about Algeria in context of its, what they call colonial revisionism, I guess. How does this commemoration affect the relationship between these two countries?
It doesn't go far enough for it to have any positive effect. If you look at what the French have been receiving in terms of protests just in the last 2 days, you can see that it isn't going to go anywhere at all. The Algerian authorities have said that they expected it to be declared a massacre, what happened in Paris in 1961. The president of the association called In the Name of Memory, whose father was actually one of the demonstrators, he has also been calling for this to be called a massacre, saying people were assaulted, that it's not enough to say that it was unforgivable or inexcusable. So it's not going to go very far on the Algerian side. And when you think that at least 7 million people living in France are either Algerians or descendants of Algerians who moved here or descendants of settlers, this isn't going to go far enough. It possibly went as far as he could have gone, given that there is a French presidential election in just under 6 months' time, given that he has to be very careful not to alienate the right wing of his supporters who still feel that not enough was done within the French academic sphere to acknowledge what they went through in Algeria. So you've got these two competing sides. You've got the Algerians saying, let's look at what the French did in Algeria and how they treated Algerians in France. And then you've got some of the French soldiers and their families who served in Algeria who feel that they were badly treated, history has forgotten them, and in lots of ways, they're treated very unkindly by history.